Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen, your co-host.
Let's secure for sea and get underway on the Home Business Podcast. We love great startup stories. And Tiffany Hall, founder of Empower Cocktails, has a great story to tell.
In an industry that primarily targets men, leaving women as an afterthought, Tiffany Hall is disrupting the distilled beverages industry through her line of spirits.
Hall is a former marketer, turned lawyer, turned entrepreneur who previously worked for a large spirits conglomerate. Tiffany noticed the missing space for a brand that celebrates and honors women while also catering to their distinct tastes.
Tiffany's inspirational startup story can help any home-based entrepreneur to gain greater success by perhaps empowering their clients too.
So greetings, Tiffany Hall. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello to our podcast audience.
Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Thanks for coming on our show.
Absolutely.
Where are you dialing in from today?
New York City.
Outstanding. York.
Mm-hmm. Let's start the success profile by hearing more about your fascinating business and its product line, that being Empower Cocktails. Tiffany, it's certainly a unique business.
Absolutely. I started this business and it launched in late 2015 in New York City because I wanted to create a brand, one, an alcohol brand that targeted women and celebrated women, happy to have men come along for the ride, but I knew there weren't a lot of products for women. So I spent a lot of time trying to focus on developing a really great tasting cocktail like the Cosmopolitan and used an interesting element of sweet potato vodka, which you often don't see in the marketplace, and put together a really, I think, wonderful recipe.
Wait, I got to call you back on that. Sweet potato?
Yes, sweet potato vodka. So I actually found it on a sweet potato farm in Northern California where they make vodka. And you usually just don't see it in the market. It ended up being a wonderful component to the recipe.
So you found kind of a unique product to develop along with developing this market. You also found a good, unique product to tie in with that.
Absolutely. You know, one thing I think is so important for consumers, and in this case for women, is to have choice, right? And have various choices. So I wanted to provide something new and different for people to experiment with and taste and enjoy with their friends and family at home or out.
Cool.
Well, Tiffany, a linchpin of your success was to see a better way to market a product to an underserved market segment, that being female consumers. Talk with us about putting together this winning marketing plan.
Absolutely. I was really focused on trying to figure out where do we go? Where do women go and try to enjoy new products? So one key piece is spending a lot of time in wine and spirit stores actually to do tastings, to be able to give people opportunities to engage with products, but also focusing on sporting events or other charitable events, particularly charities that focus on women's initiatives. Those have been fantastic places, one, to partner with entities that have great causes, but have a significant amount of women who are interested in supporting them. So I've really focused on charities, on in-house tastings, various events, and also going to people's homes. You know, one thing women love is to have girls' nights. I just did a sponsorship of an advanced screening of Ocean's 8, which couldn't be more of a celebration of women coming together and doing something, an interesting project. But that was really something that I've kind of keyed into to find out where do we go and where do we want to have a good time.
So how do you market a product like this? I mean, if I was dealing with spirits, I'd be a complete wreck partying all the time. I guess you've got to have some self-discipline and keep it focused on the product itself and marketing it.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the core concepts of this is to ensure that people drink responsibly. You want people to enjoy in moderation. But, you know, it's all about a feel-good time. You know, this is about celebrating the wonderful moments in your life, whether it is just enjoying and celebrating being alive to birthdays and special occasions. And I wanted my product to be a part of those moments. And I find that most people that I encounter are interested in doing that as well.
So you're able to keep it business enough to maintain your sanity.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, before moving on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, the Downline Builders Network, DBN. The DBN company helps you to market your network marketing downline. 100% automated, free postcards and hot leads each month. Pre-enroll now to lock in your position. For more information, call 866-722-5383 or visit mailpostcardsfromhome.com or our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
You have a very powerful business success story in how you empower your market segment to develop product sales. Tiffany, how do you make empowering work?
So it's really a lot of hard work, not to take off from your question a little bit, but to really kind of dive in, because as I'm sure you both have experienced, when you go into wine and spirit stores, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of products to choose from. And how do you begin to stand out, right? So it's really about focusing on, one, putting together a quality product and having packaging that worked really well that would be appealing to the target audience I wanted to reach out to, but also being really thoughtful about types of marketing I was doing, events that I would indulge in, you know, thinking about different opportunities to communicate with consumers, and also just also recognizing they identify with the story. So many women and so many consumers, period, are, when I do tastings myself in stores, are interested in the product, but I think even more so interested in the fact that I'm doing it. And I think it's also because people are interested in doing these. And this is why I'm sure you have this show, because so many people are interested in indulging these kinds of businesses. So it's really about getting the story out there. And that, because that's the unique part of this. There are tons of products out there, but what I recognize is the story, it's the mission in which the brand was built on, and obviously having a good tasting product as well.
So yeah, that I really want to home in on that, which fascinated me with your story about this concept of empowering. So if I have this right, you're empowering through telling a good story that women can relate to, and that helps make that empowering connection.
Absolutely. I think, you know, my career has taken various forms over time from, you know, as you mentioned in the beginning, working in marketing, working as a lawyer. And so I think I always wanted to start a business, but I think a key part of this is doing it, right? And so many people have ideas and not quite sure how to make that idea manifest into something great. So I think the story people relate to, because a lot of people have dreams. They're just not quite sure how to execute. And so I think in a lot of ways, I'm an example of that. When people meet me at events and stores and even read about me or something like this, hearing the podcast, because it gives them a thought that I can do it myself. And that's really a key part of my mission too, to make people realize you can, you know, you just have to work hard, roll up your sleeves, because no one else is going to do it but you. Yeah, and have faith in yourself and keep moving.
Yeah. So that empowering, I think it's really powerful to hit that point of telling your story. We were hearing that over and over, particularly with younger audiences, younger demographics, of telling that story. And you add a whole new dimension to it, that story can actually then empower a buying group. And that's a fascinating story to tell. Well, you know, you also have a great web presence at empowercocktails.com. Tiffany, have you experienced any challenges in getting a good online footprint?
So, you know, that was something I worked on very diligently from the beginning. I'll admit, you know, as a first-time entrepreneur, I did my website myself initially through one of the template services, right? Because in the beginning, you don't know necessarily what to do. But then over time, I found a designer that I worked quite well with, so we could determine how do we best set forth the brand mission, the aesthetic, and what we're trying to communicate through the site. And it's been great because, one, I'm able to speak to the story we just talked about for the last few minutes, where people can purchase the product, different photos that people like, cocktails. So, you know, how can people enjoy the product? Really try to make that an educational piece, and how to reach out to me or the business itself. So it's really been great. It's gotten a good traction in terms of analytics and things like that. So I've been very pleased with it, but it's certainly been a journey, right? Because part of it is driving awareness so people actually know the website exists.
Well, you know, I like that idea you brought out about starting off yourself with a template service. And that helps you kind of brainstorm. So then you bring in the professional talent to make it right. You already kind of you've already thought through it and have a good idea of what you want to see, because that is really smart. You don't want to just turn a professional website designer loose without really knowing what you want. it can go around in circles and your costs would skyrocket. So that's a particularly powerful thing to point out.
Absolutely, because it's so important to have your own direction in mind before you go forward, because ultimately the designer is really going to rely on you for focus, right? What do you want the brand to convey? What colors do you want? What's the font? All those things. It's really supposed to be an interactive process. But if you do let them loose, sure, they can charge you a lot. But I think what's important is to have a good relationship with them, but be very focused on what you want before you hire someone.
Yeah, I took a look at your website. I really liked it. You know, it goes to one good point I like to bring out, that it actually conveys a brand. You know, I got a feeling about what your brand is all about just by scrolling through your website in a few seconds. And, you know, your brand is something you need to communicate instantly, and you've done a good job with that.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much.
Now, I imagine that social media has been a big part of your business success, particularly with ongoing customer engagement. Tiffany, do you have any advice on social media?
Absolutely. Social media is actually a very complex game, I would say. I don't think people really...
It is the big game. It's the big game, too.
Yeah. Very complex. And if you're not on the pulse of it, you won't know what's happening. Similar to my website when I first started, you know, I created my own handles with social media just to get it started. But I've since engaged experts. And it's so important to do that, because it's important for people to post multiple times during the day, to be on a pulse of something that's happening in that moment, to be able to reach consumers you otherwise wouldn't be able to. But also those who are just very focused on the algorithms for all of those social media. When are the high times for people to be on? When do they like your page versus others? All those things are really important. So I have certainly seen an increase of engagement from consumers across the country with my social media since I've engaged experts, because it was a new way for people to identify with the brand and various other things that they are connected to and have a relationship with. So,
you say you sought out some experts and influencers to get involved in your social media feeds.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's important to do so. Otherwise, you're kind of thinking about, what do I post today? You know, you're trying to come up with your roadmap every week. And so it's important for people who do this on a regular basis, I think, and because I'm always a big proponent for engaging those who are subject matter experts in an area in which, particularly when you have a good relationship with them and they understand what you're trying to convey in your brand and with your brand. And so it's a very collaborative process, but the amount of time and effort that goes into keeping a really active and robust social media page in any form requires diligence. It's a job.
It takes time. Yeah. You just got to knuckle down and do it. Any particular type of social media that has proved beneficial to you, like Instagram or Facebook, or which one do you like the best?
Absolutely. So I engaged, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Twitter and Instagram have been great, you know, in terms of the engagement of people, you know, and we post multiple times during the day. So it's, on Instagram in particular, the followers have really upticked, as well as Twitter. So I think it's been good in terms of generating even more awareness than I could have done, because I can't be in every wine and spirit store in terms of tasting people. I can't sponsor all kinds of events all over the country for people to know. So this has been a great way to have a virtual bullhorn, if you will, for people to know the brand exists, and it's possible to engage with it and purchase it as well.
Well, financing is also always a big challenge in startups. Tiffany, did you start small and grow to keep costs down while your spirits product line gained traction?
Absolutely. I mean, this was a key decision-making point. And I think at this point in my life, this was the best time to start a business, just because I had my own capital, right? Savings and things like that. And I started on my own, very small, right? In order to, one, deal with all the things you have to engage with starting an alcohol brand, which is buying, glass, caps, labels, cartons.
Yeah, you've had some pretty good startup expenses with that to plan for.
You do. And what's interesting is that, as a small business owner, you aren't buying significant amounts of quantities, right? Which a lot of these big companies are. So they take advantage of some very low cost products. But that's not the case with startups. So I definitely started small because I was investing personally 100%, and I needed to make sure this worked. So the first time I did my production run, I looked around the distillery and saw everything on the floor, and I said, all right, hope this works out. But it really was something I wanted it to come to fruition, and it has is definitely been a great journey.
So you did some smart testing and tasting, if I could make
absolutely, you know, trying to be conservative along the way, right? You know, it's a slow build, and that wasn't just with production, but it also was deciding on distribution, you know, slowly starting in one state, then a second, you know, it all comes a part of the process. So it's measured.
Tiffany Hall, this has been a great success profile on how you are shaking up the distilled spirits industry. Do you have any final points you would like to share with our audience?
Absolutely. I would encourage all of your audience listeners who are thinking about starting a business to continue to listen to your podcast for encouragement, but also you can do it. If you have a great idea, just try it. The worst thing that can happen is it doesn't work, but you'll know. Maybe mm-hmm. others won't. So give it a try. And just, you know, learn all you can. I certainly am constantly in a mode of learning, of whether that books, podcasts, et cetera, learning more about the trade you want to engage in. So be a consistent learner.
Empower your market. Well, Tiffany Hall, thanks for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. To learn more about Tiffany Hall and her line of spirits, visit www.empowercocktails.com or a podcast website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com. or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying, anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.